And Rebecca, hi, I'm joined just now with some finance news. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Fran. Stocks in the US are losing value late in the overnight trading session, with the minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting weighing on sentiment. Now, those minutes suggest that the central bank may need to slow down or indeed stop buying assets to help the economy before it sees a pickup in hiring. That's overshadowing some encouraging news about the housing market. Construction work on single-family homes in the US has jumped to a four-year high, and permits for future projects have also increased. Now, in other economic news, wholesale prices in the US rose in January for the first time in 4 months, reflecting higher costs for food and pharmaceuticals. Labor Department figures show the producer price index increased 0.2% last month after a 0.3% fall in December. With an hour left to go in trading, the Dow is down 40 points to 13,996. The S&P 500 is 0.5% lower at 1,523, and the Nasdaq's down 26 points to 3,187. There were some falls for big insurance companies in Britain overnight, and that's restricted gains on the London market. RSA slumped more than 14% after cutting its dividend, and rival insurer Aviva also lost value. London's FTSE 100 index closed up 16 points to 6,395. Back home, and local shares are expected to follow Wall Street lower. In futures trading, the SPY 200's down 13 points to 5,060. The Australian dollar's eased. A short time ago, it was buying 102.51 US cents. To commodity markets, West Texas crude oil has eased to $94.90 US a barrel. Tapas has fallen to $121.73 US. And spot gold has fallen sharply to $1,563.84 US an ounce. And Fran, that brings you up to date with the market.